Hi, everybody. Welcome to College Perspectives. This is Frankie Tommaso interviewing Richard Drum. Richard, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually a fifth-year student here. I finished my undergrad in computer systems engineering, and now I'm getting my master's in quantitative finance and risk analytics. Been playing baseball for 5 years, or 4 years now. Technically, it's my third year playing baseball, because last year we had our season taken away. And I played football for 1 year here at RPI as well. And it's my second year being a captain of the baseball.
Very nice. Very nice. So originally when RPI did say that they were going to cancel spring sports, what was your feeling about that?
You know, obviously heartbreaking, because we had lost our season last year as well. And, you know, it was really just a tough feeling, especially because I saw so many other schools, so many other sports being played around me. My high school that I went to 20 minutes away from here has been competing in sports, and it's kind of frustrating to see everybody else playing and then being told that it's not safe for us to play. I just don't really see the reasoning for that.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Do you have a general idea of your teammates' consensus? Like, did you guys have any meetings or anything outside of meeting with your coaches?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody else pretty much has the same feeling as me. Super heartbreaking. Nobody really wants to have any season really taken away. But, you know, when we were canceled last year, we had played six games, I think it was. We had our whole, like, preseason, like, training and everything. We went through everything, and then they just bagged the whole season. And it was just so tough to, like, just a tough pill to swallow. And to think about that, like, happening again to us, it really hurts. And I know we're probably going to get into this a little further, but it just seems like the administration doesn't really care as much as they said that they did before. If they did, I don't think that they would be taking the steps that they are.
Gotcha. I understand. So I know the RPI did give you guys the green light to compete, but the thing that's a little off in that situation is that, so RPI's administration, for people who don't know, they thought it was a good idea, which it was a good idea, to relieve the sophomores from having on-campus access in order to contain the amount of possible COVID cases that could get on RPI's campus. And now this semester in the spring, juniors weren't allowed to be on campus, even though some of them, I would assume, do have an off-campus living house that they are currently at. And Richard, I wanted to ask you, do you think it would be a good idea to have these juniors be able to return and play?
I mean, obviously, I'm not the decision maker here, but I don't really see the reasoning for them to, you know, not allow certain players the right to play. I mean, these guys lost their season last year. Why would you take away another one? I understand the, like, I think it's referred to as the campus de-densification plan, just to basically get less people on campus. And, you know, that completely makes sense to me. But when you have guys that live in Troy and have been getting tested by the school twice a week, it just doesn't really make sense to me why those guys wouldn't be able to play. I know both of us, like, we live across the street from a couple guys that are juniors on the baseball team and have been getting tested by the school twice a week, haven't tested positive. They've been getting along just fine. We live right down the street from the baseball field. It just doesn't really make sense to me why RPI is going to say that they can't play. You know, us athletes, we're treated differently at school. We do a lot of things that the regular student body doesn't have to do. We go to meetings that they don't have to attend. We do a whole bunch of other, like, volunteer work that they don't have to do. And it just seems like at a time like this, we should be able to be afforded, like, certain liberties because of that. And I think that this would be one of them.
Definitely. Definitely agree with that. Okay. So how would you say the levels of confidence in your teammates are? Have any of them been in contact with COVID within the past couple of months or the year? And if so, if you could put a number on it, how many and how much did it affect you and the baseball team?
Yeah, so I actually tested positive for COVID. I think it was like a month and a half ago. And, you know, I went through the mandatory quarantine period, and, you know, it's over now, and I can't get COVID again for 90 days, I believe the doctor told me. So I don't think it would be much of a worry for me to be spreading COVID throughout the season, obviously, the rest of my teammates as well. A lot of guys on the baseball team actually got COVID like 4 or 5 months ago, and they obviously went through the mandatory quarantine period and have since recovered. So I would say it's probably 10 guys on the team have gotten COVID, and that leaves like, you know, 15, 20 left. Of those 15, 20, I believe probably 5 of them have gotten the vaccine. So there's really a limited number of guys, at least for our on the baseball side. Obviously there's other sports, but on the baseball side, there's really a limited number of guys that could really spread COVID. And obviously I don't know the science behind it, but I'm just going with what the CDC has said. And if you already got COVID, you can't spread it for 90 days. So I'd be one of them. And then guys got the vaccine, so they have a really small chance of getting COVID. And you know, we just go out there and we play it as it is, right? So if something happens and God forbid somebody gets COVID, we just shut it down and we figure it out from there. I mean, that's what every other organization has done. You saw VCU and NCAA men's national basketball tournament. They got COVID and they figured it out, right? The rest of the tournament's being played. They didn't play. If that happens, so be it. Like, we'll figure it out from there.
Definitely. That sounds like a great plan. And for our last question, what could you do to prove to RPI's administration that having spring sports is not an issue?
Honestly, at this point, I don't think there's anything that we could do. It's been said time and time again to them. At this point, I just don't think that they really care. And it's sad. It's really sad to kind of like just realize that they don't really care about us as much as they've said they have in the past.
Why is that?
Go ahead.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them. I know when our baseball coach retired, Coach Stephan retired, President Shirley Jackson came to our field and like she spoke to us like she really cared so much about our program and like she loved sports and like this and that. And it's just like, it was just all BS. I just realized it was all BS. Like, she just lied to all of us. Because if she really cared at all about us, like she would never do this to us. To split up a team like that, like sports is all about like being a family, right? You play together, and to just like basically just ruin that. I mean, we're out there with half our team, and it's like nobody wants to play like that. We're talking all preseason about how we're gonna play together and like and be like one team, right? And that's what I'm sure every other team does too. I know the football team always preaches that, and to just like send a half a team out there. First of all, to not even mention like the ability to compete without your whole team, but to just send a team out there like not fully together. I mean, what kind of message does that send? I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that they would even like fathom doing this. It's obvious that the people that make this decision never played a sport for any kind of sport before, because I mean that's just not the team environment that anybody would want for any team.
I definitely hear you there, Richard. And I appreciate the time you took to answer my questions.
And I appreciate you making my voice heard, because this is something that I'm really frustrated about.
Yeah, it sounds like you're extremely passionate about this. And I really hope it works out for the best for you and the rest of your team.
Yeah, me too.
All right. This has been Frank DiTomaso interviewing Richard Drum on a podcast that's related to RPI and the circumstances within allowing spring sports for the coming months. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.